You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. For much of its career, Wichita band Kill Vargas has been a trio, consisting of brothers Logan and Griffin Bush and their childhood friend Austin Engler. But now the trio has grown to a quartet and is releasing a new full-length album called Laugh It Off. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with the Bush brothers and has more.
So maybe for people who don't know you, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Griffin Bush.
And Logan Bush.
Oh, you're running low on cash. So is there stuff on this record that is, you know, maybe something that is new that you would not have tried in the past?
We have a song that is a lot more groovy, I guess, on the record. It's called Don't Remind Me. Stuff like that we would have never even thought of trying, or we would have tried it, but it wouldn't have worked the way it turned out now. Another weird song is The Closer. It's called Overdramatic, and it's just this short little summary track. I almost like to think of it as the end credits of the album.
Turning out an album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's that school of thought right now where it's like, why would you bother? Because people don't listen to them, and on and on. Yet here you are doing it, which, mm-hmm. I mean, personally, I think is a great thing.
Yeah.
But can you talk a little bit about that decision to go ahead and kind of maybe buck the trend a little bit?
I think that's because of how it is now. It is bucking the trend. I don't know. I don't think we've ever, like, based our band off of what the musical climate is, and it's just kind of like we wanted to put out a full-length record, so that's our plan.
I tried to make it, you know, pretty hard-hitting. I didn't want it to be too long. You know, we have 10 tracks on it. There's not a lot of downtime in between tracks. You know, it'll be song to song to song, and we even have some transitions between songs. Knowing that it's so easy for people to just listen to a song here and there, we really tried to force them to listen to the whole thing. You know, in the end, I think for us and just for bands in general, they know they have to put out good records anymore to get people to listen to it.
And this time out, you introduced Trent Gaddy into the band. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, it had been the three of you for ever and ever.
Yeah.
Some people say, you know, change the lineup, change the chemistry. Was there any trepidation about inviting him in or
well,
anything like that?
Not really with him, because there was a tour a while back where Austin couldn't make it. We've been good friends with Trent and the Tideway guys, and we've been on the road with them. So when Austin couldn't make it, we immediately were like, hey, let's see if Trent, he can come just learn 5 songs. We can take him on this week-long thing. And it went great. We were getting along really well. It already felt good. So when we brought up the idea of, you know, we needed another guitarist, because just these songs were getting too complex to do with 3 people, we immediately went back to Trent, and then he was more than happy to hop along, and, you know, it's been going great ever since.
It makes it sound like more of a band. Like, it's like the full form Kill Vargas once we added Trent.